Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I can't believe I'm all the way here.
We got around him behind Jimmy. You know how much pain?
All right. Let's take it behind the scenes. Voice. When I was doing post-game shows with Bonte.
Yeah, I heard this morning.
The Niners win their first playoff game in years, okay? It's the Viking game. And I was so hot because I'm sitting in the end zone and I'm like, Jimmy almost threw like six interceptions in this game. Like, legitimately.
And they won 27-10.
And the boss, called me in the middle. He's probably mad at me for saying this. Well, called me in the middle. He's like, you're ruining the post game. Dude. People want to feel good. Well, and my point was, the team is ready to win a Super Bowl. Is Jimmy.
Well, no.
And then the callers were going crazy.
Well, no. I looked at Shasky, and I was about to, I literally wanted to slap the hell out of him on there. I was like, dude, we're going to the NFC Championship game. What are you, into my head? I was just like, bro, you got to sell it.
I said,
you
it's
gotta
a sell Super Bowl team.
I'm like, dude, you got to sell it. You are here being disgruntled.
We they should have won by 40.
Yeah, but he let him down.
No, I know.
Nothing,
I know.
Wins a win,
it was
too.
A younger me. It was a younger me.
You said that earlier on the show.
Not that much younger.
Winning football games is hard.
Exactly.
And it wasn't like the Vikings didn't have one of the top 10 defenses in the NFL at that time. They had ballers on that defense. I remember that pregame show. I was like, this is going to be the hardest game in the playoffs. Green Bay felt
Zimmer
like a party.
Was all over him. There was one play in particular, Kendricks, whichever the guy, he's just sitting there, and Jimmy just, whoom! I'm like, how did you not see that guy? But he did the same. Well, you know what? I'm just going to give up now.
Right.
I'm all over the map on Jimmy. I admit it.
Shassi's ready. Remember, he was ready to start Nick Mullins. I gassed him up. I knew it. He was ready to start Mullins, and he got pitched in Philadelphia for CJ Fan. You want to talk about airmailing and throwing?
When he missed the fullback screen, I threw my remote controller and broken. I said, hun, you're going to have to order a new one from Xfinity.
What about the screenshot that day? The Eagles had like eight dudes drop back in the zone. And Mullins still
he threw it into six men.
They're not laughing
six
at
six men in coverage.
Two inside.
I know.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, man.
No,
I'm
excited hurts. You've come around on Jimmy. You're wearing a shirt commemorating his agent today. So that's exciting. I like that. Yeah, done you.
That's very awesome.
That's the best thing you ever said.
That's really good.
I don't get fines very often. That's a damn fine.
Oh, my God.
Don Yee for president.
You're like, you know who's won the NFL season so far? I think it's Don Yee.
Oh, my God.
That contract he did for Jimmy.
It's the best thing he's done since he got on one knee and gave you a breakfast burrito.
My stomach hurts, man. The season's just too much, man. Shasky's talking about, can we make a promise that we rally behind Jimmy Garoppolo? Because you know the unknown throws are coming. And 3 weeks later, this guy's going to be screaming to the high.
Well, hey, do you guys agree with me? Because Dibs and I got into this yesterday. The throws are coming, right? Okay.
So 3 to 5 a game.
Right. So let's go there for a second.
It happens.
Don't they hit different when he's the backup and you don't have another choice?
That was my point in the game.
This kind of became a thing last year. Playoff games would end, and I'd take the dog for a walk, and me and the lovely Christy would sit there, and we would go around the neighborhood and talk about all the stupid throws that Jimmy had just made, and you're like, holy hell. And I'm thinking this year, that's going to feel different.
Way different.
Right? Don't you
think?
Way
different.
You have no choice.
Well, right. A, you have no choice. B, this is not a $25 million starter.
That's the same guy. That's a big thing.
It's the same guy with the same jersey.
Yeah.
But, like, the relief that I would think, I know, and I said this the other day, there's two emotions that hit at the same time when Trey's on the field.
Uh-huh.
One is either, if you want to call it, your anger or sadness. For me, it was sadness.
You're talking when he's hurt?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant when he's playing. Because when he's playing, you're like, I don't know what's going to happen.
No.
Like this anxiety.
When the realization that the cart is coming out and this isn't just an ankle twist.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, this is really bad. There were simultaneous emotions, which was either that anger or sadness that you were feeling. And then the second one was relief. Because you're like, but the season's not over.
Yeah.
And so Jimmy now comes in with that as the backdrop, which I think changes everything for the Ono throws. I think.
Well,
I think you take him.
He had him in the Seattle game, and we haven't talked about it once. Now, again, you're talking about a game with 50 things you can come out
right,
with.
Right,
but, like, he had him in that one. And to your point, I was like, hey, it got dropped. We're good. Like, are we going to kick this field goal on 4th-and-2, or what are we going to do here?
I want to know what he puts on that ball that makes other teams drop it. I feel like there are so many drop. The oh no throws, they get dropped.
Okay, I'm watching
it. In every game you watch, it's not as easy to pick off a ball as we all think.
Well, I mean,
how did you drop that? Right. Kwaski Tart?
Well, that's why they're DBs.
You watch Tart. I still in my head the image on the Jumbotron. Him down on the ground at SoFi. Mm. I'm like, get up. Come on, get up.
Joe Buck talked about it when you watched the broadcast back. 4 plays later, Tart, you could still tell that play's affecting him. He was just laid on everything.
Oh, and every Niner fan was like, oh!
But think about a wide receiver drops maybe one out of every 5 balls.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, one in every 5 or 6 targets. Yeah. If you're a DB, you might get one a game, and if you drop it, you might get, you know, 5 more that you're not going to catch, and it's not as easy as just, like, catching every ball.
It's also the hospital balls / medicine balls. Now, we're not going to get out Jimmy for the Seattle game. He gets a mulligan. But damn it, he's got the old no throws and he's got the medicine balls.
Yeah, George Kittle's on the phone, right?
Twice, 2 years in a row.
George can get hurt just by himself. We don't need to blame Jimmy.
But Jimmy helps with that, though.
Hey, but also,
Debo ran his slit last game and he got popped by a light. I mean, he got sandwiched. I was like,
That's the one thing about Debo, and that he had a lot of drops last year. I'm like, guys, the degree of difficulty on the coming across the middle with linebackers and safeties, even in the protect the player era, it's a hard play to come down with this. Three guys are crunching you. And so I don't think we get enough credit. But the thing on, like, the oh no throws, I'm watching Herbert and Mahomes. No one is comparing Jimmy or Trey or any of these guys to Herbert and Mahomes. They're on another level. Mahomes at the top of the top.
Right.
Even in those games, they're throwing wildly underneath, and you're like, whoa. But what they do is they make up with a 30-yard bomb almost immediately after, and you completely forget about the skipped pass on a perfect stick route that they should have nailed because they have this high margin of overcoming with these big-time plays. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Jimmy G is going to throw it 21 times in a game. Kyle's not going to let him throw it any more than that. So he's going to go 14 for 21. We know that. Of the 14 completions, 10 of them are going to be dink and dunk, check down. So of the 4 we're really looking for, can he connect 4 deep balls? Probably not. Maybe 2.
1 or 2.
Maybe 1. But that's what makes it so maddening when he has the Jimmy Oh No throws. Because Josh Allen, what did he throw it, 38 times in 3 quarters?
Yes. Right. And it's literally, he's just boom, boom. So if he misses
and the
a couple.
Ease with which he throws the 60-yarder. My God.
If he misses a couple, he can make up for it because they're throwing so much. So like the Dallas game. I was watching the Dallas game, but I don't know. I have a sickness. They're up 23-7. And Ayuk's open. And this guy's open. And Jimmy's airmailing throws. But because they only throw them 3 or 4 times, they feel so much bigger.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? We do look back, take the Green Bay playoff game last year, and we notice all of the things that Jimmy did not do right in that game, and we just ignore the fact that Aaron was terrible too.
Missed
checkdowns
over and
how
over.
About right before the punt that Hufanga returns for a touchdown,
Hufanga?
The decision that Aaron made
to throw deep.
First down right in front of him.
Horrible.
And he hucks it over everyone's head down the field. So look, it was snowing. That was not going to be a great quarterback game. Jimmy's hurt, but like on the other side, Aaron Rodgers is missing
terrible.
Throws.
Well, that dude terrible.
He's more likely to try to make the hard play just because I'm Aaron Rodgers.
For
sure.
That's
a good point.
Don't you realize, like, Jimmy Garoppolo, to his credit, he will take what the defense gives him. He's more likely to take the check down. Aaron Rodgers, he might see 2 guys underneath, but he's thinking, I'm Aaron Rodgers, people. I'm going to make this deep throw.
Well, to Juszczyk's point that he made with Damon Errato yesterday, Aaron is the opposite of Jimmy.
100%.
Aaron's going to go out on the field and do whatever Aaron wants to do.
Yeah.
And if you're the coach and you don't like that Aaron's audibling and doing all this other stuff, then we're going to find a new coach.
Exactly.
Like, that's pretty much how we do it. Jimmy, my gosh. If he changed the play one time.
That's why I never
believed. We're drafting Trey Lance.
Well, you're fine. I never believed Tom Brady would ever work with Kyle Shanahan. The whole time.
See, that's an interesting point.
That would have been interesting.
What do you think of that?
I
think it would have worked in a very short stint. Like, and that's all you were asking.
One year, two years. Tom Brady to come in for two years,
3 years.
Interesting.
Look, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick didn't battle until it had been 15 years.
Yeah.
And then the egos and everything started.
But Brady's Tim is different than that, Tom. Right. And I wonder,
I wonder
if Kyle could take his laminated play sheet and tuck it inside his beautiful Niner gear and say, all right, Tom, you're right.
No way.
I wonder if the arrogance versus greatness, that's an interesting battle.
I bet, my guess, all we can do is guess, but I guess that would have been done a little bit more during the week. And yes, I think Kyle would have given Tom Brady a little, like, a voice in the room.
Well, don't you always start off
good? That Jimmy doesn't have.
Don't you always start off good? Even if, like, you know, like, whatever combinations, we've all worked in different settings, you're going to start on your best behavior in a new work setting.
Right.
But eventually, over time, like, I'm with you. I think now that the way you put it, like, short term, it would have worked, but it would have been very brief.
But I wonder if Kyle could ever get out from underneath his run, yawn, punt, which is what I call his play calling, because he wants to run it 40 times.
Yeah.
Tom Brady doesn't want to hand the ball off 40 times. Tom wanted to throw it, and that's why I think ultimately something would have popped off, because I don't believe that Kyle Shanahan is ever going to get to a spot where he has a quarterback and he's going to let him throw it 40 times.
See, I disagree. I think Kyle Shanahan has shown in his career, and it's the same thing he was trying to do with Trey Lance, he is very movable based on who he has. Matt Ryan was the MVP. He didn't run, check down with Matt Ryan.
He ran the ball a lot, though. Devontae Freeman.
Sure.
Coleman had 100 yards as the backup.
They were ballers,
But he also had Julio Jones, and his quarterback was the MVP.
Was it Harry Douglas? Who was the other little receiver?
Yeah, Muhammad Sanu, Julio Jones.
They were all really good.
Taylor Gabriel as well.
Yeah, Taylor Gabriel.
If you got somebody that can do X, then Kyle's going to do X.
Yeah.
If you got somebody who can't.
But he drafted a guy to do X, and then he insisted he do Y, and now he's Z on the injured list.
But there's two things that we have to figure out, right?
That is the alphabet.
Too much algebra for you.
You know what? That was excellent.
And I got Youth Checks Math coming up in the next segment, because he had it wrong. But go ahead.
What do you mean?
Mr. Harvard, he did it wrong. It's not a coin flip. It's a roulette wheel, but I'll get into it later.
Oh.
Ooh.
Kyle, it's a coin flip as to whether or not he gets hurt. No, it's actually not.
Can we all agree on one thing in this town?
Maybe.
There are too many Kyles. Our producer and Shanahan and Juszczyk, we keep saying the word Kyle, and I have no idea who the hell we're talking about.
Last night,
seriously, Kyle, come on, you're supposed to be an innovative
baby
play caller.
Come on, baby Chess.
Seriously,
go.
Last night we had four pats in the softball lineup, and I screwed it up, and I put five down, and then the umpire started yelling at me because the book was all messed
up. What was the name?
We had four pats, but I put five pats in a row in the lineup. Yeah. Yeah, I had Pat Bell, Pat Shasky, Pat Rabbit. Yeah, it was too many
Pats. Pat Shasky?
He actually made two really nice plays last night.
I see Michael Silver coming on the show.
Mike Silver's coming on less than an hour.
At 10 o'clock. And
tell him to unblock me. What's going on?
No. Silver keeps him blocked.
It's almost Blocktober, and you get what you get.
Totally,
For whatever crime. For whatever crime you committed.
I just signed his article in the Chronicle the other day.
I'm sorry, it's too late.
Get your job.
I'm sorry.
Who's got more blocks? Dikembe Mutombo, Mike Silver, or Tim Kawakami?
Donald Foyle is the all-time leading Warrior blocker still?
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
More than Minute?
I think it's 10 years with the Warriors. I'm talking about the Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Oh, so, you know, can I un-O'Donnell Foyle me, please?
No, you don't get that. No. You said a lot of bad things about Michael Silver.
Well, you've called him false multiple times. Benjamin Albright did.
No, you agree with
them. You can't co-sign on a hater and then
Benjamin Albright on the Warrior Host tomorrow, so that's good.
Well, now you guys are re-blocked if you get on the line.
You can't be
Ben Albright on the air and get unblocked by Mike
Silver. Did he block me yet? Let me see if he blocked me.
He's about to.
No, he didn't block me.
If Kawakami can unblock me, Silver can do it.
First question.
So what are you going to ask Mike Silver? Because I'm very interested in this.
Will you please make sure that you block all the hosts except for me and Dibs? That's the first question.
Okay.
Second question. No, we're going to dive deeper in. And for those of you who don't know about Mike's reporting last weekend, that essentially the key piece that went out there was that he talked to multiple players and coaches who sort of gave him the wink, wink, we can't say it, but you can. And then he writes, so I will. The idea of Kyle Shanahan to try to have Trey Lance learn on the job and win at the same time was not 100% acclaimed.
Which I agree with now.
In the locker room. Well, I want to hear more about that. So I'm not going to ask for names. Obviously, I'm not going to give names. But, like, what level are we talking about? And where was this headed? Right, I mean,
no, it felt like it was set up to at some point have a collision course,
right?
Whether it was week 2, 4, 10, I'm with you.
And that's so if they were 3-3, or you know, and by the way, has Kyle lost some trust in the locker room now just by virtue of that decision?
So here's another thing that I want, I'm just curious on that because, and again, maybe it's a byproduct of football being a gladiator sport and they just got to keep it moving, and I get that.
Ratto, has he blocked?
Yeah,
Ray, I'm looking at
Ray Ratto.
Brian and Ray. Yeah, both Ratto.
You know what? I think that sounds fun. I'm going to block you, too. I'm going to block you right now.
So,
I had you muted for a while, but
that's
you're
okay.
Back.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm not really big on Twitter.
I know you
are. I'm not really big on it. But like,
your takes are very big on Twitter.
Well, the takes are bold, but I don't tweet a lot. Here's the thing that I got a problem.
And you're all caps. You're not as all caps as you used to be.
Yeah,
I'm working on a cutter.
You know,
I appreciate it. I tried to give you that advice in 2019.
I want to be a five-pitch guy.
Yeah, go look at Rockies-Giants game Tuesday, or was it Monday night?
Oh, I lost my mind.
Yeah, he was swinging on stop.
The Giants.
Not you, Joe.
Don't even start.
Not you. No, but like, what does Pat Chasky think?
Deli boy.
The immediate talking in the locker room, and I'm asking sincerely.
Yeah.
How do I phrase this? It felt like to me, I would have like, hey, guys, hey, I feel this way. Talk to me in like a day or two. Like, considering that the kid just went down right now, I might be feeling, and look, you are totally entitled to feel however you want. I just thought maybe the word tact or whatever, I would feel like if I was a part of that team, just for the sanctity of like, hey, now's not the time and place. We do feel that way. I'm not saying we don't, but maybe can we wait like a day or two?
The 24-hour news cycle has turned into a 24-minute news cycle.
So here's
the
thing.
I'm not mad at players, but it feels like...
I mean,
here's my guess, and we can ask Mike.
It's a gladiator sport, so
I don't think this is the first time that these people had said this to Mike.
No, I'm sure.
I think that this opinion was out there prior to Trey's injury.
No, it was from
not
Mike.
Right.
Yeah, it was
this
from
is
Mike.
Not a piling
Silver.
On of Trey on a cart.
Silver.
This was an opinion that could not really be shared until Jimmy was the quarterback of the football team.
Was it the same person who told Silver that, hey, in 2019, if Jimmy gets off to a bad start, Nick Mullins could be your starting quarterback? That's one of the most laughable reports I've ever seen.
Wow.
Years back. Yeah, I mean, you guys talked about the roster churn. How many guys are still on the team from 2019?
Exactly.
Debo wasn't. Ayuk wasn't. I think Juice was.
No, they were there in 2019. 2019, drafted. Juice was there. Debo.
Well,
Kittle was there.
Debo's a rookie.
Here's one
Debo's
thing. I think we forget this. Like, because we put them on a pedestal and they're gladiators.
But they're humans.
Exactly. They're just like us.
We all gossip.
So if we're sitting here on the microphones going, I don't know about Jimmy. I don't know about Trey.
Oh, they're saying the same
thing. They're saying the same thing over a beer at night.
I mean, every day, you, me, and Dibs are talking about Nahegan's strategy as a manager here.
Look.
Look.
Strategy works.
Is that what the umpire said to you last night? Book.
She was like, hey, you, come over here. Mm-hmm. I come over. She goes, what is this? And I go,
everybody's
I screwed up. And so I put a black line through a whole box. And then we had to make our own box at the bottom to put it in there. And she's like, unacceptable. Next time you do this, I'm throwing this out. Your scores don't count.
It's funny because I'm actually back refereeing high school girls volleyball tonight after my paternity. I'm reffing five the next 7 days.
Have you ever reffed the Brett Favre? Daughter game?
That guy.
His
daughter?
No.
Who's your biggest comeback? Sarver or Brett Favre?
Man,
I mean,
Sarver. Show music, please.
You say that was Sarver.
No. I mean, it's debatable.
Brett's pretty
it's very
bad.
Debatable.
Brett's got a longer history. Sarver has a bad use of language and misuse
They're both
of people.
Bad people.
Oh, it's way worse
Brett
than
Favre,
language. It's way worse
to,
than
you
language.
You want to go back to Jen Sterger and what he did to her?
Oh, no. He's
and him and Shimura in the hot tub?
Hold on.
Dude, it's Brett Favre.
Don't forget how dirty Shimura was.
Yeah.
But he was, Google him.
With the teenage nannies.
Yes, exactly.
In the hot tub, no
doubt. I'll just go, I'm out on both.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're both bad people.
I don't have a strong opinion. Yeah,
I'm out.
What about Ime Udoka, guys? Because
I don't have a strong opinion.
I feel uncomfortable. Like, I understand the corporate angle of it, of like, you can't, you know, get into relations with people there. But I feel uncomfortable trying to, like, when it comes to people's relationships and stuff like that, just me, I'm like, I like to stand back.
There's two things on this.
You get what I'm saying?
I mean, one is serious and one's material. I'll go with my serious take first.
Okay.
And Kyle, our producer, said this. There's more to this than just, oh, they had a consensual relationship.
Gotcha.
Whatever happened to her career is yet to drop. But the other part, the comedy part, you should be fired for cheating on Nia Long.
Well, that's what he's been saying.
Dude, thank you.
Bonte Hill.
Let me tell you. I fanboyed out.
Halle Berry.
Nia Long.
I may have Nia Long
above Halle Berry. And hopefully Anna's not listening.
Hey, her new movie's terrible.
Nia Long, man.
If you want to do a Mount Rushmore of 90s so and 00s, like, dude, female beautiful icons.
Unbelievable. Let me tell you.
Halle Berry.
I'm walking out to see.
Her running in the shorts.
I'm sorry, Beyonce. You're going to have to hold on. We're not to Beyonce yet.
Yeah, Beyonce.
Nia Long, my friend.
So,
I have a wife.
I'm walking out with D-Wright. I'm walking out with D-Wright and Chris Mullin. And Nia Long walks up with the kids. And I was like, and I told Anna this, I said, if I see Nia Long, I got to get a picture. Now, I fanboyed, I was like, oh, man, it's Nia Long, the legend. And she goes, oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet. I didn't ask for the picture. That was enough for me. And I was like, that was Nia Long. And Molly's just like, get over here, clown. What are you doing? It's like this guy. And D-Wright's laughing. I'm like, man, that's Nia Long, man.
Boys in the Hood.
Forget about Boys in the Hood.
Never forget
about Boys in the Hood. Pick your chin up off the floor.
I mean, no, Jay-Z did cheat on Beyonce, so I mean.
And then got beat up in an elevator.
As he should.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sort of with you.
And that's my guy, Jay-Z, but you cheated on Beyonce, man.
I'm terribly uncomfortable going into this because it's.
Relationships?
Well, it's not our business. Yeah. On some level, and then the other part of it is sort of what Dib said is like, if it's funny to me how many people are just taking this at face value. You think that in the National Basketball Association that a multi-billion-dollar organization is mad because someone cheated on his wife?
No, there's more to the story.
Everybody would be fired. Everybody would be fired.
We'd be playing 3-on-3.
So on that,
there's something going there's on that I don't know about, don't know. So I don't, I don't really want to.
It is wild because, I mean, look, they were up 2-1, and me and this guy are sitting here breaking down the files. I'm sure you guys were as well. It's like, dude, I'm really impressed by the coaching of Ime Udoka. Look at this team and how they respond and some of his tactics toward defending the Warriors. I'm thinking this is one of the brightest minds in basketball.
Yeah.
This is going to be a matchup if the Warriors can win. I'd love to see these two teams play each other multiple times in the finals. Hey. Feels like that's out the window.
Well, so there's the, who knows that's how it's going to, yeah, that's going to play.
I'm in a goofy mood right now. The YouTube comments are just.
I love it. I love it. Keep them coming.
Shoot. But Bonte, you may have had a shot. No, stop it.
Once you presented your W-2s, she was out.
Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Oh, you host Warriors pre and post morning show? Yeah, I'm out on that.
No, but it's a reminder for any team. You know, 49ers, go to the Super Bowl, go to the NFC Championship game, and that thought is always, we'll be back next year.
Always.
The Bengals are 0-2. You're not going to be back next year, actually.
Well, here's Boston the thing about Celtics, the Bengals.
Look, it's amazing what can happen in 8 months.
Yep.
And so that's why these teams, when they come this close, exactly.
Hey, are we going to look back at the Bengals?
Devastated.
We're going to look back at the Bengals, say that was one of the most flukiest.
I don't think so, but think
about this, Dave.
A lot of it comes down to the bracket because Kansas City and Buffalo played when they played.
And it was one of the greatest games ever.
And if they play this year in the AFC Championship game like they should, one of those two goes to the bowl. One of those two wins the bowl.
Because this is what I want to say about
that. I'm with you, Dibs.
We think about the Raiders game against the Bengals in a wild card.
The
blown whistle and Derek Carr, like, what are you doing? We think the Raiders choked.
Derek Carr.
Tennessee, we say, oh, man, Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, the home game, you choked. Kansas City had a 21-3 lead.
Yep.
Andy Reid and Mahomes, you choked.
Yeah.
Well, actually, and go back even further, and the fact that they're 0-2, I'm not saying I predicted that, but I do remember having the conversation. Actually, it might have been while you were having a baby, but I remember having the conversation right before week one saying the Bengals are being way overrated coming into this season. If you go back to last year, this was a 10-7 football team.
The Niners beat them down the stretch, remember that?
In Cincinnati.
Great game. Overtime.
So
great game.
It's not that it wasn't a good team, but this idea that, the idea that it was a great team because they went to the Super Bowl, and as you just detailed, their playoff run was very very circumstantial.
Yeah. Yep.
Very circumstantial. So coming into this year, I did not think the Bengals were going to win the division. I definitely thought that was going to be Baltimore.
And you go to the Celtics the same way, I think, as we bring it back to Ime Udoka saying no thank you to Nia Long. They beat a broken Brooklyn team. Yep.
They should have lost to the Heat.
They should have lost to the Heat.
This team was dead in the water at the All-Star break. Chris Middleton was nowhere for the Bucks in that entire series.
Yeah. So
Cincinnati with teams like Kansas City, Buffalo, and it goes past that, even to the Chargers in Baltimore.
You love the Chargers.
Maybe even Miami. You love the Chargers. The Chargers are always going to charge. Justin Herbert, we gave Herbert so much love. Go to the playoffs, please. Lamar's been there. Kyler's been there. Can you get there?
It's not their coach. It's their ownership.
Well, I know that. I think the coach is too smart for his own good.
You couldn't be more right.
You couldn't be more right.
But
Brandon
I do love Herbert.
Staley is further up the smogometer.
Thank you, Dibs. The arrogance of Brandon Staley. My point is
I do not believe the Bengals. The Bengals are not going to be relevant this year in the AFC.
I don't think so either.
There's too many other teams that are
better. Taking the Jets this week?
Oh, what's that?
Taking the Jets against the Bengals? Not going to go that far, huh?
I did. Well, that was last week.
I took the Browns in three survivor pools.
No, the Jets played
this
the Browns.
This week.
Jets played the Bengals.
No. The Bengals will win that, but it'll be close.
Garrett Wilson looks sick.
It does look good. Flacco looks good. Maybe he's not giving that job back.
I need a survivor pool pick this week. This is what I need.
Oh, is that what
you got? I got one league left.
The league is already 80% of the players are already out.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's like it's either the Chiefs or the Chargers. I don't even think there's any other candidates.
The NFL's the best.
Mark, you know what? This is going to hurt you. Denver.
Oh, stop it.
Take Denver? You taking Denver this week?
I'm taking Denver, but stop he won't it. Because, oh, Jimmy G. Oh.
Yeah, I won't because it's a horrible pick. They're an underdog. What are you doing?
Denver should be 2-0.
It should be 2-0.
So should the Niners.
I disagree.
Okay.
Disagree. Kyle Shanahan.
I think it already
prevented them from being 2-0.
And so did the Broncos head coach.
Just Jimmy G, 13 of 22, .117. Here we go.
Dibs, I love you.
Oh my God, I love you.
You need this, Mark. Stop it. You need this.
And I got this.
Yeah, you got it.
So it's okay.
When Jimmy G floats one up in front of four Bronco defenders, we're all going to lose our minds. That's why somebody on YouTube said, you know what? Just blaze and watch football this year. That's all we could do. Blaze and laugh at the 49ers. Emotion's gone.
Back to the locker room thing, because you're going to have Mike Silver on.
How about you tell me that at 15, Spadoni?
I find this very interesting.
Take it to 26. Yeah, no shucks. It's 24. What do you think we're doing?
It's only 23.
He's on one.
During the beginning of the offseason, I mean, at any point, we have all these different visions of which way everything can go, right? And I'm looking at the 49ers right now, and I just... They got to just find a way to continue to win 2 out of 3 and get to the playoffs. No, I'm serious. I'm very worried about what's going on in this locker room with this organization. Winning kind of tamps everything down. It keeps it, but like, there's a lot going on here.
We need to win more.
I mean, honestly, even if they lose the next two.
No, I know.
Then you go to Carolina, you go to Atlanta. You got Kansas City and Tampa Bay. But think about it, Joe. If you lose to Denver, which is a losable game, it's a coin flip.
Shout out Kyle Juszczyk and Harvard Education.
And then the Rams, which will also be a coin flip.
Even if you're favored by more than three.
Even if you lose both, you go to Carolina, you go to Atlanta, those are wins, and if they're not wins,
well, now we can talk about Brock Purdy. Have we not learned over the last 72 hours to stop looking four weeks ahead?
I mean, my God, what's happened?
Who needs to win more?
That's where I was going.
Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo, or Joe Shasky,
or Paul Hackett.
Man, seriously.
Or Nathaniel Hackett,
I think you need to win more.
You guys love this. Let me ask you just real quick before we... I know, 26, Spadoni, 26. Is this a must win? You guys.
It's got to have a game.
No, because the NFC is not that good.
No, it's got to have a game. I'll tell you why.
They all are.
You have to get greedy.
This guy put the New York Giants in his top seven. I mean...
They are. They're 2-0.
No, I know, but like, does anyone believe in New York Giants?
It's my rankings, not yours.
I didn't say that they weren't accurate.
But are they passing your eye test?
That's what I'm saying.
Be honest, look at me. We're both in Soldier Field.
Hold on. Look at me. They might be 3-0 after Monday night.
Look at me. Did you go to the game? Did you go to the home opener last week?
Yeah, of course I did.
So be honest with me. Have you seen one play of New York Giants football?
I did when they went for two.
Be honest.
When they went for two. Be honest. Red zone.
I watched the fourth quarter in week one in the Tennessee game.
When they went for two.
I had the same game with Saquon Barkley. They went for two.
No, you know what? It's not a good football team.
I watched a little bit of them against Baker Mayfield. I'm not going to lie to you. I kid you not.
Okay.
I was watching them against the Panthers because I had the Panthers in the pick them. And I'm watching Baker. I'm like, damn, Baker, you really are mediocre.
I've been trying to tell you for three years.
How is he the one overall pick?
Right back to college.
Oh, Matt Rhule? Oh,
he's right back to college.
He's leading the coach firing odds. Yeah, he's number one.
He looks like he needs to get out of town immediately.
All these got to have it games. You ruined Trey Lance for everybody.
NFL is always got to have it. Exactly.
You got to have it, but you got to get greedy if they're Niners. You got to win this one. Set up a big game against
Green
the Rams.
Is good?
Yeah, greed, because I don't think they're going to go 2-1 on that trip.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, we'll leave with this one. Spadoni, Shasky, and Lutman. 406 Concav Visits X Line. Who needs a ring more? Bonte Kyler, Anna Novikoff. And with that, we're out. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.